Hello to all of you in Raleigh. I wanted to give my personal congratulations to Coach Valvano and all of you on the North Carolina State University basketball team for your heart-stopping win over the University of Houston. And my congratulations as well to all of the North Carolina State fans, two of whom are with me here today. Senator Helms.
Mr. President, I'm proud as I can be of my fellows down there. And let me tell you that I just come from the Capitol where Howard Baker and I steered the coach around. And I've got a solution for the problem. Let's get him to lobby for your program from Capitol Hill.
I'm for that. And Senator East. Mr. President, we are deeply proud of the coach, of course, and this team in North Carolina. And we greatly appreciate your being here today to honor their great accomplishment. We thank you.
Certainly do.
Well, you know, I used to do play-by-play sports broadcasts on radio out in the Midwest. It's the excitement and fun of games like the one that you played in Albuquerque that were the best games to cover. The tension and hopes were so thick you could feel them in the air. You won't believe this, but I got so carried away I forgot I was watching television and started broadcasting the game myself. Since something like this, the seconds are ticking away here at University Arena in Albuquerque. North Carolina State behind 44-37 has pulled up to a 52-52 tie and only seconds to go. Uh-oh. Thurl Bailey has the ball in the corner. They could be in trouble. No, Bailey passes to Wittenberg. He's right above the key. Shoots. It's going short. Oh, hold on. Lorenzo gets it. He dunks it and is down there with just seconds remaining, and the crowd is going crazy, and that's the game. The North Carolina State has beaten the famous Houston basketball team in their second national championship. I really think I could have done that smoother if I wasn't just trying to remember it. But you really should be proud of your accomplishments, and I want to thank those responsible for making this satellite transmission possible. I'm sorry you couldn't be here or that I couldn't be there. But again, congratulations.
Mr. President, I'm Charlie Gaddy. I anchor the news here at Channel 5, and we're coming to you from the studios of WRAL-TV in Raleigh, and we certainly appreciate your taking your time. I know it's an unusual day in Washington today, but it's also unusual in Raleigh. It's snowing here, for one thing, and we're very, of course, we're proud of this live satellite telecast from the White House. We're going to let you and Coach Valvano see some of the players and talk with some of the players right now. That'll be okay.
All right.
Okay, Coach Valvano, here's Thurl Bailey. Thurl.
Hey, how are you?
I know, Mr. President.
Fine.
I'd like to say on behalf of the state basketball team, it's just an honor to be able to talk to you live on satellite. And I'm sure that all the guys agree with me that this really tops our season off. I mean, we've been through a lot this season, and we won a national championship, but, you know, I don't think there's any greater thrill than to talk to the President of the United States live. And I have a 30-minute speech here. I just wanted to ask you, I'm really, you know, seriously considering going to acting. And, you know, maybe one of these days if you can come over my house or I go over yours, you know, you can give me some pointers.
Please do. And you could give me some pointers on passing out of the corner there.
Well, I think now that we've got the guys from the basketball team. Yeah, we're going to go to our seniors first. Sidney Love.
How you doing, Coach, Mr. President? Opportunity to speak to you live. A lot of people dream of seeing the president, but being able to speak to him live is even more thrilling. And I'd just like to thank you for giving us this opportunity and to say hello to all the people in Washington, D.C., and that I enjoyed being here. I want to say hi to my coach again because I hadn't seen him since I broke my hand.
Thank goodness you broke it after the season, Sidney.
Well, you know,
this along. Okay, Charlie, let's speed this up.
I have to talk about one question. Since I have a little experience with, you know, long-range bombs, nothing don't work out with the pros. I would like, you know, to fly one of those F-15s one day, you know, after the season. You know. I like this picture better.
Well, Charlie, you know, again, the president's time is, we thank him for it. Possibly if they could just introduce the remaining members of the team, and I think that would be appropriate. Thoreau, why don't you do that? Thoreau, thank you very much. And at this point, I'd like to, Charlie, I have a presentation to make to the president. First of all, Mr. President, I would like you to have this plaque, which commemorates our upset victory over the University of Houston, number one. Number two, I dearly hope personally that you do decide to run again, and also to keep you in shape, I'd like you to have a North Carolina State shirt commemorating both our Atlantic Coast Conference Championship and our National Championship. And lastly, Mr. President, just to show you how the role basketball plays in the state of North Carolina, when we won the ACC Championship, bumper stickers were around the state saying Jim Valvano for governor. And then when we won the National Championship, I hope you do decide to run again. I really do, but if you don't, I could use some support of for president here, and I have been thinking along those lines. So, Mr. President, thank you so much for your time.
Well, listen, thank you and all of them, and as I say, I'm sorry I ran over myself there because I don't think I ever did get the name out of the man that finally dunked it in, and also should apologize because, like everyone else, I was inclined to believe that that was a shot that fell short. See, you tell me it was a pass.
I don't know if we have. I have just 1 minute. I know that at times the press in Washington is tough, but this was something that was written in the Washington Post right before we played Houston, and I quote, it says, "Trees will tap dance, elephants will drive at Indianapolis 500, and Orson Welles will skip lunch before North Carolina State finds a way to beat Houston." So we know how much we could take some of the things that are out of the newspaper.
But if you think the press is tough on a coach, where do you get one of these jobs?
Again, thank you so much.
Thank you, and congratulations again to that wonderful bunch of guys there.
Mr. President.